For since he had heard so many significant things about the new covenant, those listening would want to see this glory manifested visually. Take note of where he directs them, to the world yet to come. This is also why the hope was introduced, saying, having such a hope. Such? Of what kind? That we have been deemed worthy of greater things than Moses, not just us apostles, but all faithful followers. We use great boldness of speech. Towards whom? Tell me. Towards God or towards the disciples? Towards you who are learning, he says. In other words, we speak freely everywhere, hiding nothing, holding back nothing, not doubting anything, but speaking openly. We're not afraid that we might hurt your vision, like Moses did to the Jews. He referenced this, as you'll hear in what follows, but it's necessary to first tell the story, as he continues to emphasize it. What is this story? When Moses came down after receiving the tablets a second time, a certain glory radiating from his face shone so intensely that the Jews couldn't approach or converse with him until he put a veil over his face. As it was written in Exodus, when Moses came down from the mount, the two tablets were in his hands. Moses did not know that the skin of his face was glowing. They were afraid to come near him. Moses called to them and spoke to them. When Moses stopped speaking with them, he placed a veil over his face. But when he went before the Lord to speak with him, he removed the veil until he came out.